Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a Sunday with Colina against the Midland Rockhounds. Coley, this team has a flair for the dramatic, don't they? Three close wins, five close games this week, but again, another chance to win a series. Just week after week, it feels like we have the same conversation.
I don't know, man, but it's just been weird baseball. We haven't played our best games, and for some reason, the boys pulled the W, and we take it. You know, it's just one of those weeks, like, it's hard to understand, you know, but again, their fight, they never quit. They just keep doing their thing, and you know, the resolve of the game is always in the end, like the 7, 8, 9 inning. It's like, wow, I don't even know what to say.
I don't even know what to say about Avery Owusu-Asiedu. He shows up to Double A baseball and he's like Barry Bonds. I mean, just an unbelievable run for him in his first week at this level.
I'm happy for him, man. I think, you know, he's a hard worker. I know it's his first week here. He's putting incredible numbers in the first week, and I bet he probably is going to be the player of the week, no doubt in my mind. But such a great kid. You know, he fit in right at the gate as soon as he got here, funny. And I'm so happy for him because I know he have not the best season in Hillsborough, but sometimes when you change the atmosphere, you know, just now he's in the winning team.
Curley gets a second crack at Midland today. And he had some good stuff on Tuesday, but the Rockhounds did hit him around pretty well. What adjustments do you think he needs to make today to have a little bit more success?
Well, we had a little tough loss, yeah. Because I remember Tuesday he was challenge hitter with his fastball. His fastball was playing well, and now he changed his approach when he went back to the third inning using more his off-speed. And this is something in this level as a pitcher you have to be able to identify. You know, so, you know, he's learning. I told him this is no high A. Hitters, they know how to make an approach. And, you know, it's good. It's good to happen to him so he can learn and get better.
David Hageman's first start at Hodgetown in his life was the longest start any Sod Poodle has had in this ballpark this season. I mean, six straight strikeouts. He's looked dominant through his first two.
Well, he's basically, no doubt in my mind, he's the best starter we have here. And then, you know, you have four or five different pitches. He commands the fastball. He know how to pitch. It's crazy because he's so smart, and he dig a little bit deeper. As soon as we send him the lineup, he get in the computer, start doing his scouting report and everything. And when we get together for the hitters meeting, he knows exactly what his plan is gonna be and how attack hitters.
Yeah, he was super impressive. Jordan Lawler had the huge week. I know the rehab assignment is done now, but he's one of your boys. Great to see him back here at Hodgetown, really helping the team win by hitting a bunch of homers.
I told him last night, are you sure you want to go? Can you just stay one more game? But, you know, I'm happy for him. I just cannot wait to see him staying healthy and stay in the big league and help the big league team to win. And again, man, I managed him 3 years. Such a great kid, super humble, hard worker, and he's a big leaguer, and when he walking around the clubhouse, doesn't look like he's a big leaguer. He just playing card, having a good time with the boys, and you know, this is one of my favorite kids in the org.
No doubt. Okay, so the superstars were here entertaining the fans at Hodgetown the last couple nights. You have some history with the superstars back in your playing days. You were one of the guys that they would go to when they needed to do a skit. I just wish that I was around to see Colina out there interacting with the superstars.
I love those guys. It's how the gang used to be back in the day when we play. And, you know, it was great to see them. They came in my office and kept me all the way into midnight here, you know. But it's baseball, man. We're family. And those guys, we always had a good time. I danced with them back in 2002 when we were facing. I was with NAA with San Luis, with the Birmingham Barons, and we were facing the Montgomery Biscuits, and they asked me if I want to dance with them. I was like, sure. I did it like two or three times, and it's fun, man. Like, it's enjoying life. This is what it's all about.
No doubt. I wish I could go back and find those videos from 2002 of you out there dancing. But the team's in first place by two games right now. 4 weeks and one game left in the regular season. I mean, it's getting to that time where each result is a little bit more magnified as we try to win the second half.
Sure, they know exactly where they are right now. You know, when you play baseball, you see the standing, like, oh, we're getting closer. The season is about to be over soon. Like, we need to play better baseball. We need to play playoff baseball. It's more baseball. And they know. We have those conversations. They want to do it. They work hard. Even sometimes when the result doesn't go our way, you know, they never quit. They bounce back the next day. So it's cool to see. They can feel the vibe, and they're like, you know, we need to do it. And I know that they will deliver. And, you know, we just need to make sure we take care of one game at a time. We cannot worry about the result for the other teams. We just worry about what we can control today, one game at a time. That's it.
Easy enough. Catching up with Colina here on a Sunday A&B pregame show. Coley, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.